This news update is being brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney and Bad Axe. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. U.S. Steel shareholders have overwhelmingly approved the firm's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan for $14.1 billion in cash, voicing unequivocal support for a combination that has drawn opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. More than 98% of the shares voted Friday at a special investor meeting approved the takeover, according to preliminary counts of ballots announced by U.S. Steel. The deal has raised concerns about what the sale could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security, and is opposed by President Biden. The biggest U.S. airlines and their unions are asking the Biden administration to stop approving more flights to the U.S. by Chinese airlines. They say the U.S. needs to take a stand against what they call, quote, anti-competitive policies that China imposes on U.S. airlines. A trade group for big U.S. airlines and three major airline unions detailed their position in a letter Thursday to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. The number of flights between China and the U.S. has been rising, but U.S. airlines say they operate at a disadvantage because of policies set by China's government. Oil and gas companies will have to pay more to drill on federal lands and satisfy stronger requirements to clean up old or abandoned wells under a final rule from the Biden administration. The Interior Department rule finalized Friday raises royalty rates for oil drilling by more than one-third to 16.67% in accordance with the sweeping 2022 climate law approved by Congress. The previous rate of 12.5% paid by oil and gas companies for federal drilling rights had remained unchanged for a century. A dozen Manhattan residents are soon to become the first Americans ever to sit in judgment of a former president charged with a crime. Jury selection is set to start Monday in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The presumptive Republican nominee has pled not guilty. The proceedings present a historic challenge for the court, the lawyers, and the everyday citizens who find themselves in the jury pool. Those problems include finding people who can be impartial about one of the most polarizing figures in American life and detecting any bias among prospective jurors without invading the privacy of the ballot box. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has surrendered to police on charges including aggravated assault after he and another driver of a speeding sports car allegedly caused a crash on a Dallas highway last month. A spokeswoman for Rice's attorney confirmed the Associated Press in the evening that Rice turned himself in at the Glen Heights Police Department. Rice is being represented by Texas State Senator Royce West. Rice was booked into the regional jail in DeSoto and released on bond. Police said Wednesday that arrest warrants had been issued for the 23-year-old Rice for one count of aggravated assault, one count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and six counts of collision involving injury. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLAW after this.
From erecting a new building to putting up large trusses, I-beams, and complete structures, erecting modular homes, and more, Rooney Crane Services has you covered. Rooney has the cranes, earth movers, excavating and horsepower machinery, everything to complete your project. You name it, Rooney can move it and lift it. Rooney Contracting of Bad Axe can prevent your driveway from turning into a muddy mess. Rooney Contracting can grade, form, add gravel, crush concrete, or crushed asphalt to repair or improve your driveway permanently. Rooney does sewer and water installation with on-site preparation and more. Call Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe at 989-269-7132 for a free estimate. Contact Rooney Contracting for all your contracting, excavating, and crane needs today. For any project you have, Rooney can handle it. Again, that's 989-269-7132 for Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe.
In state and local news, authorities say suburban Detroit police officers responding to calls about a man who was assaulting family members fatally shot him after he pointed a handgun at authorities. Acting Warren Police Commissioner Charles Rushton says the man came out of a home armed with a handgun and pointed the weapon at officers, who then opened fire. Rushton says that, quote, in defense of the officers, several rounds were fired. Police say life-saving measures were attempted on the man before he was taken to a hospital, where he died of his injuries. The incident occurred around 1:45 p.m. Friday. No officers were injured. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigan Township was searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking out of the ice far from shore on Lake Michigan. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. There will soon be more of a police presence in the village of Gagetown. The village council approved increasing the hours of Police Chief Gary Goreski. His hours on being on duty increased from 24 to 30 hours. To go along with that, his salary was increased to $25 per hour. During this month's meeting, Goreski informed the council that he applied for a grant to get a digital speed limit sign. Goreski was also asked to be on hand at the May 4th prom, on hand at the Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum during school tours on May 14th, 15th, and 16th. A grant from the state of Michigan will be used to do park improvements in the city of Marlette. The city qualified for a Spark grant from the Department of Natural Resources to be used for upgrades to the park. The improvements will start in August and are expected to be completed in the fall. The $393,000 grant will help pay for some new playground equipment, improvements to the walking trail, and more. The Spark grants were created to support projects that are developed to be used for public recreation facilities and green spaces to improve people's health, introduce new recreation experiences, build on existing park infrastructure, and make it easier for people to enjoy the outdoors. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney and Bad Axe.